Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty says former investigator Sharon Sweet made false accusations against him. Flaherty also says Sweet is guilty of deceit and of entering the district attorney's office after she no longer worked there. He did not specify what the deceit and false accusations were. An article in the Bulletin says the alleged misconduct occurred as Flaherty attempted to eliminate Sweet's position with the DA's office. County Commissioners Tammy Bainey and Alan Unger say Flaherty's claims merit investigation. The City of Bend is exploring creative ways to stretch the tax dollar by sharing some services with the county. City spokesman Justin Finestone says that working more with the county is one of the goals that came out of a recent goal-setting session.
There's opportunities to possibly partner with the county, partner with the Parks District to maybe combine some government services that would save some money. We're doing, for example, a fleet services kind of audit right now on our own fleet services. Maybe there's an opportunity to partner with the county there, partner with some maybe road maintenance. I know we've hired the county before to do some overlay or chip seal work for us, so there is precedent there.
Finestone says they're also thinking about working with the Parks District on some landscaping projects. Finestone was yesterday's guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town. A jury sides with more than 120 current and former Les Schwab Tire Center assistant managers. They find the Bend-based retailer routinely failed to pay them for working overtime. The jury ruled that Les Schwab worked its assistant managers 66 hours a week on average, including every other Saturday. The company deemed the assistant managers exempt from state laws requiring that they be paid time and a half for hours worked beyond a regular 40-hour work week. Les Schwab says it disagrees with the court ruling and expects to appeal. 49 states, that's every one of them but Oklahoma, say yes to a $26 billion settlement with five banks on mortgage relief. Most of the relief will go toward those who owe more than their homes are worth. 750,000 people could receive checks under the plan, and another million could have their mortgages reduced. Kip Lohr of Lohr Real Estate, a company that specializes in short sales, does not believe this agreement will help many homeowners in Central Oregon.
Like a lot of the other federal programs over the last several years, this is really not going to really help a whole lot of folks. Although there will be some people that will receive, you know, that were wrongfully foreclosed on, that will receive up to $2,000. That's really kind of a door prize at the end of the day.
Lohr says there's a limit of $20,000 on writing down underwater mortgages, and many homeowners are underwater by $200,000 or more. The man accused of killing Rainier, Oregon's police chief is finally arraigned after several delays. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Daniel Butts was actually supposed to be arraigned over a year ago, but his behavior was so disruptive it was canceled. He then underwent a series of mental health evaluations, often displaying bizarre behavior during hearings. A judge ruled him competent, saying he was faking his mental illness. And Wednesday in court, he was stone silent, even refusing to answer a judge's questions about his right.
Mr. Butts apparently is deciding not to respond to the court. I'm going to accept that as his right to remain silent.
An attorney pled not guilty on behalf of Butts to 24 charges. A trial for the murder of Chief Ralph Painter could still be months off. In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Proponents of a measure that would significantly overhaul the Oregon health plan worked Thursday to round up support. Some think it may not have enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor John Kitzhaber has proposed a broad overhaul of the Oregon health plan. Proponents of that plan say the state can tamp down rising health care costs by aggressively managing care for the costliest patients. In a letter dated Monday, all 14 Republican senators and one Democrat, Betsy Johnson of Scappoose, said they would not support an overhaul bill unless it included restrictions on medical liability. Their 15 votes are enough to deny the bill a majority in the 30-member Senate. Well, some say this week's victories for same-sex marriage in Washington and California show that times are changing. Legal analyst and former U.S. Attorney Kendall Coffey says,
gay marriage, same-sex marriage is going to be a right that's enjoyed probably sooner than later throughout the country.
He predicts that gay marriage will be a non-issue by the presidential election of 2016. And a suspicious fire at North Salem High School caused about $15,000 damage to gear for the marching band's color guard. Deputy Fire Marshal Laird Case says Wednesday's fire is suspicious because there was nothing electrical or easily combustible in the storage closet that's usually locked. A sprinkler doused the fire but flooded four classrooms, including band and orchestra rooms. Students were sent home for the balance of the day. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com, and you can get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 7:05 this morning. In that one, we take a look at a big donation yesterday. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.